With Cap Radio News, I'm Randall White. Misinformation played a crucial role in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which took place 6 months ago this week. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols is here to break down the extent to which false claims influenced those who took part in the riot. Chris, tell us what our colleagues at PolitiFact in Washington, D.C. investigated.
Hey, Randall. PolitiFact reviewed court filings for more than 400 defendants arrested on charges tied to the riot. And these defendants range from current and former law enforcement officials to a Washington, D.C. music teacher to conspiracy theorists here in California. And PolitiFact found many of them saw their actions as patriotic, but they also found that many of them were driven by the lie that the election was stolen and motivated by other misinformation.
Let's stay on the falsehood about the election being stolen. Remind us how that lie was really weaponized ahead of January 6th.
It really was exploited, Randall. This lie was promoted for months by former President Donald Trump. It was also repeated over and over again on conservative cable TV channels such as Fox News, Newsmax, and One America News Network, as well as on social media.
And the false narrative about widespread voter fraud and a stolen election was repeated even as election officials certified the results, correct?
That is correct. Some of these cable channels and Trump himself continued to spread these false claims even as local, state, and federal officials verified that this was a free and fair election. Several recounts were held, but they only reinforced President Joe Biden's victory in key swing states. And importantly, judges in courtrooms across the country, some of them appointed by Trump, rejected more than 50 lawsuits brought by the former president or his allies alleging election fraud.
In its investigation, PolitiFact found many of the defendants charged in the January 6th insurrection were influenced by other strains of misinformation. Tell us about that.
In about half of the 430 cases PolitiFact looked at, the court document showed how false narratives really shaped the lives of these individuals. There was a music teacher in D.C. who amplified conspiracy theories on his podcast and YouTube channel, including the baseless conspiracy that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting never happened, that former NBA star Kobe Bryant is still alive, even that the earth is flat. There was also a 54-year-old woman from Pennsylvania who suggested on Facebook that Democrats have, quote, been trafficking children for years, end quote. A witness testified that she had lost customers at the restaurant where she worked over her views on politics.
PolitiFact spoke with some experts in the spread of disinformation. What did they say about how this false narrative about a stolen election can be stopped?
Well, they say that many of these defendants truly believe this false information and will continue to spread it. The experts say it's really up to the people in power, some who are also spreading these lies but don't necessarily believe them, to shut this down. Experts say those people need to reject these false narratives.
Cap Radio's Chris Nichols. Full versions of all fact checks are at capradio.org/politifact.